welcome to the Rick and Daffs podcast. I'm Daffs.
And I'm Rick.
And we are here unscripted and raw.
That's my line.
That is your line.
Yep. But here we are nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
It's Christmas time, Daffs. And you know what that means? It's time for Rick and Daffs Christmas special.
Aww.
First annual. That's not very impressive. But the first annual Rick and Daffs Christmas special. And as usual, we've taken a little bit of a different twist on it.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking and we thought, you know, we need to do something about Christmas. So let's take the most powerful Christmas character we can think of and pit him against one of the most evil characters we can think of. And so we chose Santa Claus in trying to save Christmas versus, who do we pick?
Willy Wonka.
Yes. A dastardly evil monster who has decided to destroy civilization as we know it.
In this scenario, we're giving Willy Wonka none of the grace that society has given him.
Yes.
We are assuming that he did, in fact, enslave Oompa Loompas, because clearly he did.
Also, he's probably an alien, because he has technology that no one has. He has an elevator that can go into space.
Mm-hmm.
Also, probably that red button that he pushes is an escape, like, oh, the cops are coming from me and I need to blast out into space.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's that. Also, seems to be able to, like, get some weird drug effects in his candy. Like, there's something weird going on there.
Weird things go into his candy. Also, makes no sense.
Basically murders four children along a tour.
And everyone on the tour just seems fine with
within it. Within 2 hours, five children are nearly killed. So
they're like, are you sure she's okay? Yeah, she's fine. Oh, okay.
I just sent her to the juicing room. Yeah, that's a thing. So, you evil monster.
So we are thinking the worst of Willy Wonka. And that's a terrifying picture.
And we're thinking the best of Santa Claus, who apparently can break into anybody's house at any time, knows when you're sleeping and when you're awake.
Can slow down time and break sound barrier.
He gives us presents. So, you know, in the spirit of Christmas, we're going to let it slide, because Staffs and I really, really want Fitbits. Really badly.
So bad.
It's the hot item of 2014, and we're behind the times.
Can I say something real quick? Interjection.
Sure.
I have a patient who has a Fitbit.
Who's on hospice?
On hospice. It makes my life so easy. I swear, every single person in the hospital should just have one. And at home.
It tells their heart rate.
Tells me their heart rate, how many steps they've taken, how restful their sleep is. I don't think I'm even doing anything. Mm. I just walk in and say, how you doing? And she goes, let's look at the records. And then shows me on her little iPad. And I'm like,
so just for you sexy people out there, listeners, Daffs is a hospice nurse, so he takes care of people end of life. Apparently, this particular person at the end of their life has decided to get fit with Fitbit, which is a little odd to me, but you know what? You do you.
You do you.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so we should probably hit the sponsors before we hit the story.
Is Fitbit our sponsor?
I think Fitbit can be your sponsor.
All right.
So, Daffs, who's sponsoring your section of this inspired podcast?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. It's actually Fitbit, making lives of nurses easier every day.
And my sponsor is Fitbit. Because I don't really feel like actually palpating my own pulse. I really want a machine to do it for me, because it's too hard.
How cool would it be if we got Fitbits?
It would be so cool. Santa Claus, if you're listening.
Or Fitbit, the company, if you would like us to have you be an actual sponsor.
We would gladly sponsor you. As you can tell from this podcast, selling out, totally not beneath us at all.
No.
I would sell out. I would sell my mother for a Fitbit.
Daphs and Rick podcast, Rick and Daphs podcast, the Fitbit podcast. We'll call it whatever you want.
Fitbit with Rick and Daphs, the podcast.
Oh, that'd be great.
That's amazing. Although we would probably ruin that sponsorship fairly quickly.
I'm pretty sure they'd pull it.
Yeah. It would last a while, and then maybe one episode.
They'd be like, you know, you got through your half of your episode, and then you mentioned poisoning children and mass. That's really not part of our marketing scheme.
Yeah, they're... It wasn't even half. It was like 20... It was like 3 minutes.
We open with that.
Yeah, that's what we open with. Classic Rick and Dabs. That's why we're unscripted and raw. Unsponsorable.
Yep.
You know what? We are just... We are rogue radio here for you people. So, you know what? We're going to just keep doing us. So, all right. That being said, so, Willy Wonka, let's walk through it again. How do you think he might go about enslaving the world? I think there's a number of ways.
There's tons of ways. He clearly has already enslaved a large population of a Pacific island.
Yeah. Basically, he says, oh, I rescued the Oompa Loompas from Loompa Land because they were in danger of being gobbled up by vermicious canids. Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever. So either he has the ability to go into an alternate reality and steal people, or he just has weird names for lions. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But basically he's enslaved these people. Yeah. He pays them in cocoa beans. Mm-hmm. They never get to leave his factory. They work all the time.
They live in separate villages based on sex.
Yeah, that's...
That's super weird.
He probably controls their breeding.
Mm-hmm.
Probably breeds the strongest Oompas.
Yeah.
To the strongest Loompas.
We know exactly where we're going on this
yes.
one.
Yes. So, I mean, that's pretty evil right there.
Yep. Not to mention the fact that he very easily could poison most of the youth in the world.
As we've seen from the movies, people are really crazy about his candy.
Yeah. Doesn't matter what it's called or what's in it. Even a shoe, if it needs more kick.
Well, and, yeah. Yeah, he'll put shoes in there. He, what else does he... He puts some, like, crazy stuff. He's, like, stirring it with a... Oh, it's too cold. He puts a blanket in there. I mean, apparently there's no government regulation for him.
Let's not
He's paid off enough people or something. I'm not sure.
Let's not forget the fact that a child fell into a giant river of chocolate. Production didn't stop. They didn't go, oh, hold the phone here. We need to drain this entire river of chocolate.
In fact, the tour didn't even start.
No.
Stop. The tour didn't even stop.
The music, the backtrack never even missed a beat.
Yeah. So, I mean, he could probably poison all of us.
Yes.
Who's to say, though, that he already wasn't poisoning all of us?
Well, and that's,
so
that's
my thought is if he was going to try and take over society, he would like do it with like mind control drugs. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think that's beyond him.
No.
And I don't know. Like, I feel like nobody except for perhaps Santa Claus could stop him, and yeah. maybe not even then. So, what chance do you think Santa Claus has against Willy Wonka? Like, if we really had the spirit of Christmas, who's trying to save us all, I mean, who knows what battles he might be waging throughout the year?
So, here's the thing. Good guy Santa, I don't know if he has it in him. I think we need to give him a blank check. I think we, as the world, need to say, Santa, look, this is really bad odds.
This is prime time.
We need to unhinge you.
Okay.
We need to unhinge. Right now, you are handcuffed by your morals and what is expected of you.
Yeah.
And that's not what we need right now. We need the Santa we need, not the Santa we deserve.
That's awesome. So basically what... Let's just lay it out there. Willy Wonka has put out a golden ticket contest. And... to get people to buy Wonka bars.
Mm-hmm.
He's laced all of these Wonka bars with drugs.
Sure.
We could call them mind control drugs. We could call them rage drugs, which would make people kill each other.
Could even just be a mild hallucinogenic you get hooked on, and then he just decides to stop giving it to you when you want it so bad.
Basically, I mean, we've seen from the movies that people will do anything to get into the factory. Let's say that that's what he's done. He's done, Willy Wonka Tour Part 2. And he's used this as a way, means to take over the world. And he's got us all, basically, in the palm of his hand. Mm-hmm. What are Santa Claus's weapons? I feel like he could stop time.
Mm-hmm.
So he probably has a good chance of, you know, at least he could slow down time. How could he get to every house in one night, mm-hmm. except for as... Ukraine, which for some reason celebrates on January. The 7th of January, which makes no sense. how
somewhere at home, there's a Ukrainian fan who was like, yay, shout out! Oh, I hate these guys.
I'm sorry. okay, so we could slow down time. I feel like Willy Wonka would be able to keep him out, though. I mean, think about the technology he's got. Clearly, he's able to go to an alternate universe. I mean, we've seen evidence of that.
Okay, but here's the thing.
There are multiple chimneys, though, clearly in the factory.
Well, and he doesn't even need a chimney. I mean, my apartment doesn't have a chimney. It's got a deadbolt and a 30-foot drop, and yet somehow he gets in. I'm thinking he must do something more along the lines of Nightcrawler. Boom.
He's just in.
Yeah.
The only problem that I'm afraid of is that what is Santa Claus' secret weakness?
Carbs.
Candy. What is Willy Wonka's factory filled with?
Candy.
I'm afraid that Santa Claus will bust in with, you know, all of his elf-made weaponry.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm pretty sure, like America did in World War II... he would change his toy factory into a weapons factory, and if he was going to invade Willy Wonka.
Oh, it says here you make silk dresses. That's fantastic. Uncle Sam wants you to make silk parachutes. All right, get right on it, ladies. And you're like, did you just take over my company?
Yes, I did.
Yes, I did.
And I did it with a smile. And I'll give you 50 cents on the dollar.
Your country needs you. Apparently that's all you need to say.
Yeah. That's, you know what? I should start doing that in my personal life.
Different times.
Rick needs you. Get the hell away from me. Okay, moving on. So I'm pretty sure he would get the elves to make some weapons for him.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think he would bring the elves with him? Do you think they're too valuable? What about Mrs. Claus?
I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe. I think he would... Honestly, I think that he is the kind of guy who would be like, I'm a loner. I'm going alone. I'm going in by myself.
Lone wolf.
Yeah, I think he kind of is a lone wolf. Because, I mean, he has the opportunity to have other people deliver toys for him. Mm-hmm. But he never takes it up, you know. So, I'm pretty sure he would go in by himself. Lone wolf style. through one of the chimneys. Which is even more dangerous. Because then... there's nobody to stop him. Like, if Mrs. Claus was with him, she could, like, slap his hand as he was reaching for that hallucinogenic chocolate that Willy Wonka is so brazenly placed out with a mixed, like, the glass of milk.
We are really banking on Santa's willpower, which we've learned is just not that great.
I mean, he's quite portly, so, There's one possible pitfall.
Here's what I imagine. I imagine Santa being dropped in through the chimney, dual wielding at least some kind of light machine guns.
That's exactly what, with the ammo bandoliers. Clips.
Yeah. A bandolier of ammo clips. And just like a Bane mask that has been fitted on by his wife with a lock that he can't take it off.
It's the only way to keep him from eating. So you're saying that they have kind of foreseen this problem, mm-hmm. and they've been like, okay.
That's the only way he could get through the front door and not die right away.
I was wondering what would break first. Your stomach or your willpower? That was Mrs. Claus as Bane. Maybe Bane was there with him.
We don't know.
Getting him prepped. I mean... Anyways.
He'd have to have some kind of, like, guard or gag or...
They would have to do that.
Mask that he couldn't take off.
I feel like the elves could foresee that problem.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they could foresee that.
Mm-hmm.
They would probably give him a good meal before he left, too. Like, really make sure...
You get half now, half when you come back.
Yeah, exactly. Come back with your milk and cookies, or on them. She gives him a 300 speech.
Yeah.
Come back with your sleigh, or on it. You should watch 300.
I've seen it.
You sexy listeners. Oh. That's who I'm talking to.
Gotcha.
I'm not talking to you.
clearly I've seen it.
I'm just looking straight at you and talking into a microphone next to you. Anyways, so that would be pitfall number one. Two, I'm pretty sure he would have that whole place booby-trapped.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
It's already a death trap. It's got a river of chocolate in it.
The guy has hallways that are lined with flavored wallpaper. I'm pretty sure he could make, like...
He would, like, gas you?
Or just make that same wallpaper, but instead of having flavors, it's poison dart throg poison or something.
That's a real problem. Also... We don't know where... The Oompa Loompas can't come out of, like, blocks in the wall. I mean, I actually... This is like a house of horrors, if you really think
it is.
It. He'd probably cut the power, too, when you showed up.
He'd wait until you showed up,
and then
just for the dramatic effect.
And he'd cut the power, and then run through one of the rock walls. He'd make you chase him through the weird psychedelic, like, creepy river... He'd probably have some sort of intercom thing he'd be talking through, doing the, not a speck of light is showing, so the danger must be growing poem. He'd probably be doing that to you the whole time. I'm like almost having PTSD of like, just from thinking about this.
I just got this great image of Santa Claus.
This is like Bioshock on steroids.
Bare-chested with two bandoliers, just dual-wielding light machine guns, a Bane mask, and, like, some kind of, like predator, like, acquiring system with,
yeah,
like, three dots, you know, that move around.
I have to be honest, I'm really feeling very hopeless as far as Santa Claus's ability to save humanity.
No, it's essentially The Raid. Have you seen the movie The Raid?
No.
It's The Raid. It's one man versus, like, 80 floors of bad guys, and it's nonstop action. You don't need more plot than that. That's what happened to Santa Claus.
Right.
He would just go in, and it would just be him versus all of it.
Okay, so what powers does he have at his disposal?
Slowing down time.
Slowing down time, that's going to be really, really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like... The spirit of Christmas,
mm-hmm,
you know, gift giving, in this case, bullets. I feel like he would be giving a lot of bullets out.
Yes. He's clearly very
strong.
He's
like Oprah, but with bullets. You get a bullet! You get a bullet!
Everybody gets a bullet!
probably through the magic of his, like, Christmas sack, which seems to be, like, never... ever ending. He could probably have lots of tools in there that he could use,
well,
and ammo and whatever.
It never gets heavier. You notice,
yeah,
that no matter how many toys are in there, no matter how big it is, he always can lift it. So clearly he's one, very strong,
mm-hmm,
and two, it's just unlimited.
It's magic. It's kind of like the sorting hat.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you whatever you need.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like he has access to a lot of different tools, including potentially like a missile launcher. Here's what I'm thinking he would do, actually, and this would probably be his trump card, a nuclear bomb inside of his sack. He just, like, he gets in there, he sets it, you know, in the chocolate river or whatever.
Drills down into the center of the factory.
Center of the factory. So instead of having to go to Willy Wonka, like... Willy Wonka has to stop him. At the very least, he's going to blow up the center of his, like, you know, of his workshop. He's going to stop whatever's happening. Maybe if he can get Willy Wonka out of the factory too. I mean, he really does stand a good chance.
I now I'm just thinking of him
just sitting there with a remote device. Aerosmith's playing in the background. Bruce Willis is there. He's just doing the countdown to Armageddon. He's about to blow the whole thing up.
I feel like it would be the final countdown from Europe.
That would be a good one, too.
That would be good. So that's my thought. Do you think he could fend off the Oompa Loompas and Willy?
Oompa Loompas, I'm not as concerned about. I feel like if you can slow down time and you have unlimited ammo, I mean, there's a finite number of Oompa Loompas. But if
they cut the power, mm-hmm. which I'm sure they would do, mm-hmm. We don't know where the Oompa Loompas could come from. We also don't know what potential powers the Oompa Loompas have.
Well, speaking of powers...
They have the power of song.
Saint Nick is essentially, what, indestructible? Or at the very least, immortal.
He's eternal. We don't know if he's indestructible.
So could he just, like...
not get killed? Is he Wolverine? Is Wolverine really Santa Claus?
Just lights himself on fire and walks through. Like...
But do you think that... I mean, Willy Wonka also has some, like, tricks up his sleeve.
Oh,
he
yeah.
could easily, He could capture Saint Nick. He doesn't have to kill him, per se.
No.
Maybe he just needs to capture him.
Trap him in the glass elevator, bring it up a few thousand feet, and then open the door.
And just blast him into space.
Yeah.
Hold him hostage.
Oh.
And then take over the factory.
Now he has chocolate and Santa Claus over us.
That would be terrifying. Okay, so we can slow down time. Do you think that the elves were, like, the Oompa Loompas would come for him? What if Willy went and got some vermicious canids and took them loose in the factory?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, he clearly can go to wherever this place is, supposedly in the Pacific. And he can get these highly effective predators.
Mm-hmm.
He could just unleash them.
Yeah.
Into the general public or into the factory.
Oh my gosh. I really don't feel like Santa Claus has a shot. I mean, basically, unless he's a suicide mission, he has strapped a nuclear bomb to himself. And he's giving his last gift to humanity by blowing the factory.
Because
we know we could get in. We know he could get in. Because he can get in anywhere. We know this.
I feel like he would have a plan B. Like, he would have NORAD, like a phone call to NORAD ahead of time, and be like, look, if 2,400 hours goes by and I'm not out, you blow that thing.
He would, the NORAD of elves.
But Santa, you're in there. I said you blow it.
Yeah, you listen to me.
A single tear rolls down his eye.
Don't shoot until you see the whites of his beard. That's what Willy would say to the Oompas. To the Oompa Loompas.
Well, that's the thing. So it seems like most of Willy Wonka's weaponry would have to be edible.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get around that, what's his next step?
Well, he's got... Well, okay. He has the ability to shrink people.
Yeah, that's true.
He has an...
He
has an indestructible elevator.
Yeah.
We've seen evidence that he can easily lace things into his candy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also a problem. He's got Oompa Loompas at his disposal. Mm-hmm. Also very horrifying. So I feel like the only way that Santa Claus is able to defeat him is to blow up the factory with himself inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically Mrs. Claus has to take over. This is my thought. I'm pretty settled on it, and I actually feel pretty... I feel pretty comfortable with this decision. How about you, Dabs? What do you think the outcome is? Do you think Santa Claus is able to defeat Willy Wonka and save his own life?
No. I think in order to defeat Willy Wonka, he'd have to sacrifice himself.
Hmm. That's kind of tragic.
It's tragic.
The ultimate spirit of giving for Christmas.
It's Armageddon.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I think that just about covers it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this has been a really good episode.
It's been a good episode.
I would like to take just a minute, though, at the very end, to slam Grandpa Joe from Willy Wonka, who is an invalid while the family lives in abject poverty. And then as soon as his grandson wins a golden ticket, is dancing around like Fred Astaire singing a song.
Mm-hmm.
So you suck, Grandpa Joe.
Those legs could have been used yeah. for so much work.
Your daughter was literally like a laundry woman, and while your grandson gave like paper was like mm-hmm. a paper boy so that you could buy bread and have cabbage.
You're all living in Hooverville, essentially.
And you're just hanging out. And you're
not contributing.
And you're smoking your pipe tobacco still, by the way.
Indoors.
Charlie's probably like 25. He's just, his growth has been stunted.
Yeah.
So, hearkening back to the worst superhero dad, Wolverine. Anyways, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody. And for all of you at home, remember axial tilt. It is the reason for the season.
Also, I feel like I can't follow that up very well. Also, check us out on the Stitcher Radio app, which is an awesome app, free on iTunes and Android. And email us at rickanddafs@gmail.com.
That's great.
All right, happy holidays.